Sudbury's Northern Lights Festival Boreal, NLFB, announced today a two-day live concert event scheduled to take place in Bell Park on September 10 and 11, 2021. The lineup includes headliners Dan Mangan and Jeremy Dutcher, as well as Northern Ontario artists Frank Duresti and The Lake Effect, Sault Ste. Marie, Cindy Dwar, Timmins, and Danny Ladge and The Looks, Sudbury. Tickets go on sale Friday at 11:30 a.m. Full text of a news release issued by NLFB follows. While so many have been craving the magic of live music, festivals and concerts, Sudbury's Northern Lights Festival Boreal, NLFB, has been adapting and working to keep the spirit of live music alive. In September of last year, NLFB made Sudbury music history with the city's first-ever drive-in concert. The veteran music and arts presenter is back with a 2021 festival event, held in its traditional home at Bell Park's Grace Hartman Amphitheatre, September 10-11, 2021. NLFB is announcing a two-day festival-style event, two world-class lineups, for in-person, outdoor concerts. The lineup will include acclaimed headliners Dan Mangan and Jeremy Dutcher, as well as Tanika Charles, O'Conn, Cindy Dwar, Rainey Ray, Danny Ladge and The Looks, Frank Duresti and The Lake Effect, and more. Tickets will be available through Eventbrite on Friday, August 20 at 11:30 a.m. The pages for our September 10 event and September 11 event can be accessed for more information. As an organization that strives to support artists and audiences, NLFB must provide these celebrations of live music in the safest possible format. NLFB is working together with Public Health Sudbury and districts to ensure all current guidelines are being followed, with some added measures in place. All ticket holders, staff, crew, artists, etc. will be required to provide proof of full vaccination, except in the case of a medical exemption. Ticket holders who cannot be vaccinated must have a negative COVID test result within the past 48 hours or receive a rapid test at the door before admittance. Additionally, seating will be bubbled by social groups, arranged through the online ticket purchasing process. Merchandise, food vendors, and a beer tent are in the plans, with appropriate distancing and sanitation measures in place. Additional, important information and details on these policies and protocols can be found online. NLFB is thrilled to welcome back Dan Mangan and his band, who will appear the night of Friday, September 10. Mangan is a two-time Juno Award-winning and two-time Polaris Music Prize-listed musician and songwriter. 2018 brought Dan's fifth full-length, More or Less, an album about witnessing birth, and in some ways rebirth. 2020 brought the record Thief, a diverse collection of covers that have been released sporadically over the years. Aside from his own recordings, Dan has scored a feature film, as well as TV series for Netflix and AMC and has infrequently been a contributing writer for several international publications. Dan has toured extensively in North America, Europe and Australia. In 2017, Mangan co-founded Side Door, an alternative concert booking startup, which pivoted to host live stream concerts and has held regular events for thousands of viewers throughout the pandemic. NLFB is also honored to present Jeremy Dutcher for the first time, an inspiring and impactful musician celebrated worldwide. He will perform the night of Saturday, September 11. Performer, composer, activist, musicologist, these roles are all infused into his art and way of life. A member of Tobique First Nation in New Brunswick, Jeremy first did music studies in Halifax before taking a chance to work in the archives at the Canadian Museum of History, painstakingly transcribing Wolastoq songs from 1907 Wax Cylinders. Many of the songs I'd never heard before because our musical tradition on the East Coast was suppressed by the Canadian government's Indian Act. The results were collaborative, compositions like Nothing You've Ever Heard, collected together on his debut LP Wolastoqik Lintuakanawa, awarded the 2018 Polaris Music Prize. I'm doing this work because there are only about 100 Wolastoqi speakers left, he says. It's crucial for us to make sure that we're using our language and passing it on to the next generation. If you lose the language, you're not just losing words, you're losing an entire way of seeing and experiencing the world from a distinctly Indigenous perspective. Also appearing Friday, September 10 will be Toronto soul sensation, Tanika Charles. Formerly known as the best-kept secret in soul music, Charles has become a staple of the scene both at home and abroad. The two-time Juno Award-nominated and two-time Polaris Prize longlisted singer delivers a live show that is both high-energy and endearing. Also appearing Saturday, September 11th will be 2021 Juno-winning group O'Con, fusing Afro-Cuban roots with jazz, folk and global rhythms in songs about immigration, courage and love. Having recently worked with Bomba Estéreo, Lito Pimienta, Hilario Duran and Telmary Diaz, O'Con has followed up on their acclaimed album Sombras, with their sophomore release Espiral, earning them the prestigious Juno win. This diverse and exciting festival roster will also include bilingual folk country singer-songwriter, Rainey Ray, Sault Ste. Marie folk pop jazz outfit, Frank Duresti and The Lake Effect, award-winning bilingual singer-songwriter, Cindy Dwar from Timmins, Aunt Sudbury, Aunt Power Pop favorites, Danny Ladge and The Looks, plus more to be announced. This event marks the first festival for the organization's new executive director Krishna Patel, whom the organization has recently brought on board to lead the operations. Patel has extensive experience in festivals and performing arts, including a variety of past staff and volunteer positions with NLFB. We're very excited to be able to present a festival event this summer. We know our community has been craving these amazing live music experiences. The safety and well-being that community is number one. Northern Lights Festival Boreal is the longest consecutively running music festival in Canada, with the inaugural edition being held in 1972. The organization also traditionally presents numerous other music and arts events throughout the year. The July 7-10, 2022 festival will be the 50th anniversary celebration, with special plans already in the works. For more information or to sign up for the mailing list, visit here.